We're starting here on the top of Kuflam and Bittim and Aleph about 13 lines down. Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanan, Hazroa, Velechaim Vekeba, the three matanot that are relevant by a behemat chulim that are given to the Kohen from a behemat chulin, Nohagim, they are still Noheg, even Bikilayim in mixed breeds, Ubekoi. Koi is an animal that we discussed before in the Masechta, which his status is unknown as to whether it's a behema or a chaya. So no matter what, here, even though we have mixed breeds, which are partially behemot, partially chayot, and only behemot are chayavim, or chayavot in Zerua L'chayim and Keba. Nevertheless, in these instances, the Tanakama, the Rabbanan, say that you are chayav in Zerua L'chayim and Keba. Elez Omer, Kilayim Abba Mina Eizu Mina Rachel. If the mixed breed is a result of an Eiz, a goat, and a Rachel, and a ewe, then he's chayav. On the other hand, if it's Mina Koi, Patur. The Koi here being the product of a mother who is a behema, who would be chayavet, and a father, a Tzvi, who is not chayav over here. And that'll be the mixed breed. The Koi will be a mixed breed between a behema and a chayav. But over here, the breed is this way, that the mother, the female, is a behema, whereas the male, the father, is a tzvi. And the question, as we're going to see in the Gemara right now, is, what is the father's import or impact in terms of the halacha? Michte, let us understand this. This is a machloket that we saw earlier in the Masechta. The Gemara is running right now to the conclusion of that Gemara that we saw earlier, which is, Kaimelan, Dilinyan Kisui Adam Umatanot, when it comes to Kisui Adam, which is only relevant to Chayot, and to Matanot or Matanot Kuhuna from the Behemat Chulim are only relevant by Behemot. Lo Mishkach Alei, we only have this case or this machlok between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, Ela B'Tzvi, Haba Al Tayasha. Case is only in a case where you have a Tzvi, which is a deer that comes together or gets together with a goat, a female goat. Uben the Rabbi Eliezer, Ben the Rabbanan, whether it's Rabbi Elazar and Banan, Misfeglehu, I Choshishin Lezera Av, I Ein Choshishin. Do we worry about the father's offspring? When it comes to the behema, is the lineage of the behema only determined by the mother? Or does the father's breed have something to do with it? Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim have this safek, whether we worry about the father or not. So in this case, where we have a tzvi would be patur from the matanot, and the other, the tayasha, would be chayevet in the matanot. Now, we have a mixed breed. It's half a tzvi, half a tzvi, but the father is a tzvi. So as far as the mother's side is concerned, we would agree, everybody would agree, that you should be chayav from the mother's side. Question at the father's side remains. The machloka between them is, and this was the conclusion of the Gemara before, is, ubeseh afilu miktsatse kamiflegeh, that the machloka between them has to do with whether we, when we say seh, it means afilu miktsatse, even a partial seh, or not. Now, marsavar sev afilu miktsatse, the chachamim, the Tanakama here, believes that even if a portion of it is considered or classified as a seh, then you are chayav. So over here we have the mother who is in the qualified category in terms of behema, the father who is not qualified. So in this case, we know for certain, at least the mother's side will be mechayev you in the matanot kiuna. The father's side, we're left with a safek. Umar Savar, on the other hand, Rabbi Elazar believes, sev afilu miktsatse lo amrina. It's either got to be a purebred seh, a miktsatse seh will not be chayav. So now, in this instance, bishlamo Rabbi Elazar de patar, Lezu says you are patur kasavar. He holds sev lo miktsatze. There's nothing here to be mechayev you in terms of the matanot. In terms of he is choshesh for the father could be a tzvi. If this father here is a tzvi, then he's patur legamrei, because it's a mixed breed and there's nothing to talk about because he thinks that you have to be a pure breed in order to be chayav. On the other hand, if the father is irrelevant in the case, then you do have a pure breed of a seh. But then you have a safek. You have a safek whether you should be paying the entire amount or you should be paying nothing. So motzi mechaver olav araya, the Kohen will have to prove to you that the determination here is that it's a pure breed seh because the mother is the only determining factor in the lineage of the animal. And since the Kohen can't do that, you don't have to give over the matnot. El Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, you have two sfeikot here. You have one sfeik, which is the possibility that you have the mother's lineage being the only lineage, and now you have a full-fledged purebred seh, and you're chayav the gamrei. The other possibility is that the Tzvi, the father, also contributes. But even when the father contributes, then we say seh umiktsatseh. We don't say that you have to be a purebred. Even if you are a partially bred seh, you're going to be chayav in the matanot. You only be chayav in half of the matanot. So over here, mimonov shoch, at least half of the matanot you are chayav in. Because from the mother's side, either you'll be chayav the gamrei, because she's the only thing that matters in terms of lineage, or if the father matters as well, they still say mikseh umiktsatseh. That means that you'll have a half breed and you'll be chayav half the matanot. So at a minimum, according to the Chachamim, you should have to pay up a half of the matanot because that's the lowest possibility you come out with here. The other possibility is that you're chayav for the whole amount. So we agree you're not going to go to the whole amount because the Kohen can't prove here that the only thing we worry about is the mother. But on the other hand, even if he doesn't prove that, you should be chayav at least half. So that's what the Gemara is asking here. The Kohen should at least get a half. On the remaining half, bring me a proof that we don't worry about the father. The father has no impact here. Fishalko, you can take it. Obviously, the Kohen can't prove that. And he won't get the second half, but the first half he should get. So why does the Braita that we brought down says the Tosefta says Chayav? So Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, my Chayav. When the term Chayav is used in this Tosefta, Nami de Kamar Chayav b'chatzi matanot. It's not saying Chayav de Gamre. It's saying according to the Tanakam, you're Chayav in chatzi matanot. And along comes Rabbi Lezer and says that you are patur the Gamre. Meitiv Rabbi Zeir. Rizera says, is that really true? Koi, yesh bo drachim shavim nebeima, v'yesh bo drachim shavim nechaya. Koi, which we don't know its status, whether it's a chaya or behema, we go the chumrah with everything. So therefore, it's like a behema for some things, it's like a chaya for some things, v'yesh bo drachim shavim nechaya ule behema, and some things that it's hamen even to both chayot and behemot. Ketza, how does that work? Chelbo asur, the chelev is asur ki chelev behema. The chelev of chaya is mutar, the chelev of behema is asura. So since this could be a behema, the chayil will be asur like a behema. Vidamo chayav lechasot. When it comes to kisui adam, you only have to do kisui adam on a chaya or an oaf. Over here, it could be a behema. But we are machmir that we say it's like a chaya, and therefore, damo chayav lechasot, kedam chaya. You have to cover the blood like you would for a chaya. Drachim shavim le behema u le chaya. Sometimes it is similar both to behema chaya, which is shadamo vigido asurim. Just like by both of those animals, the dam and the gid are asurim. So to over here, kibehema v'chaya, similar to behema chaya, v'chayav bizroa ulechayim v'keba kibehema, and your chayav to give the matnot kuna like a behema. Why didn't they put this together with the behema above? Behema above said that you're also chayav on the chaylev, that the chaylev is asur. So why didn't they put these two together? So Tosfot says because whenever you find a chaylev and dam, they always come as a pair. So the Mishnah kept them together as a pair of chaylev and of dam. And then they brought this separately down, the issue of the matnot kuna. But Rabbi Lezer poter. Rabbi Lezer says you're patur the gamre. Vimito chayav b'chatzi matnot mi baile. This is based on the assumption that the koi is actually a mixed breed. We said before that a koi, there are a number of ways to explain it. It's a safek, whether it's a chayav behema. That safek can come for a number of reasons. Either because it's a mixed breed, or because it's a animal that's normally domesticated, but this one happens to be, or this species happens to be wild. The last possibility is it's a birya bifnei atzma. Good that this braita is holding that this is a product of a mixed breed. And as a product of a mixed breed, we just saw the chachamim's position is that when you have that safek, you pay at least half. There's a minimum of half. So why are the chachamim saying v'chayav here? Bezroa kaima ukeba, the Tanakama. Rav Elazar's poter. Vimito, if that's the case, v'chayav v'mchatzi matanobi baya. That's what they should have written. I did the tani chelbo v'damo. Now, since in the earlier part of this Mishnah, it said chelbo v'damo do lo matni chetzi chetzi. Over there, you can't say half. Mishum hochi lo katani chetzi. So therefore, in the second half of the breita, keep consistently, it just says chayav, doesn't say chetzi. Because it comes to kisui adam, you don't just cover half the blood, you have to cover all the blood. When it comes to the chelev being asur, all the chelev is asur, not half to the chelev. So since the statements in the first part of the Braita or the Mishnah are definitive, so too in the second half we're going to make definitive statements of Chayav, even though it doesn't mean Chayav the Gamre, it means Chayav b'chatzi matanot. Ki ata Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, koi l'rabanan Chayav b'kulhu matanot. That Ravin came along and says that according to the Chachamim, there is no safek here, the koi is Chayav in all matanot. When it comes to a behema of kilayim, a bix breed, you're Chayav in all the matanot. Detanya, because that's because we have a limud ad pasuk. Sure, by the pasuk in Dvarim Yudchet, when it talks about the need to give the matnot kuna when it comes to chulim, it says Zeyeh mishpat hakohanim et ha'am et zovchei hazevach im shor im se. Natan hakohen ezrov lechayim hakeba. So the Gemara wants to know the extra words of im in both those cases. Matamar im shor, rabot et hakilayim, that even if it's a mixed breed, you're chayav in the matnot kuna se. Matamalomer im se. Could have just written se. Why does it say im se? Again, an additional word, the rabot et hakoi, to say that hakoi is included. Now this will obviously have to be according to the one who says that hakoi is not simply a mixed breed, because we just already said that it was kilayim. So over here, we'd have to say that the koi, in this instance, is something that's not a safek, but rather a bria bifnei atzma. And as a bria bifnei atzma, the Torah addresses that situation. Torah does not address sfekot. The Torah knows what the answer is, and therefore it will never be addressing issues that are sfekot. So over here, the Torah, if the drush is this way, we have to believe that whoever thought the word koi here must mean that it's a bria bifnei atzma. Rav Elazar, Hi im lamali. Rav Elazar says you're patur then and disagrees with the Chachamim. If it's not an issue of the normal machloket about kilayim and koi, why does he say you're patur over here? Because he says that he's not darshaning those words im. So then what does he do with them? The mivayile lechalei, to separate, to tell you that you don't have to have a shor and a set to be chayav in the matanot, you need one or the other. For Rabbanan lechalei minaluhu, the Rabbanan also need that, the im, to separate between the shor and the set. They naflu mi'ed zovchei hazevach. Because it says, mi'ed zovchei hazevach, zevach sounds like one animal. Im shor, im set. If it's a shor, if it's a set, but you don't need both of them. Rabbi Eliezer, hi mi'ed zovchei hazevach mayavile. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the mi'ed zovchei hazevach? If that's the case, then he doesn't need the words im. So he says, he can't use that because he learns the din of Rava, Damar Rava, Dinim and Tabach. That when the Kohen has a complaint to that not receiving his matnot, kihuna, from the Beimat Chulin, he doesn't go to the owner, he doesn't go to anyone besides the butcher. The butcher is the one responsible to ensure that the matnot end up with the Kohen. As Rashi says, Vapapishena Behema Shel Tabach, even though the Behema does not belong to the butcher, El Mishel Achirim, he's doing it on behalf of someone else, he's the one obligated to make sure that it gets to the Kohen, and the Kohen takes him to court if there's any issue with him not receiving the matnot kihuna. Alright, next Mishnah. Bechor shnitarev b'me'ah. We have a Bechor, which we know from the first Mishnah in the Perek, is patur mi matnot, and it got mixed up with another 100 animals, or with another 99. So now the Bechor here is patur. We have to be talking about a Bechor balmum, because a Bechor balmum is the only thing that you could check outside the Mikdash, should be relevant. Now, it can't be the only thing with the mum. It has to be that all 100 animals have the same mum. Otherwise, you'd be able to figure out which one was the Bechor. So, as the Tosfot explains here, that Shuklan Balei Mumim, Mairi. Oh, that Balei Mumim, we don't know which one is the Bechor. Bizman Shemeya Shochatim et Kulan, Potrim et Kulan. If each Shebehima is being shechted by a different individual, then everybody is Patur. Because each individual can say to the Kohen who comes to make a claim for the Matnot that mine is the Bechor. Echad Shochet et Kulan. On the other hand, if there's one shochet that's owned by one person's in the shechita for all 100 of them, then potrim lo echad, then he's patur from one. He can claim that one of them is the bechor, but he can't make a claim. He can't push the kohen away. The kohen knows that he's chayav. Out of these 100, 99 of them he is chayav for. Hashochet the kohen lo evikochavim patur min amatanot. The ownership is determined by the owner of the animal. So even though the tabach, the butcher, is Israel, if the behema belongs to evikochavim or the behema belongs to a kohen who are turim min amatanot, then the animal remains patur min amatanot. Vamishtatef imahem. If you have a partnership with an obi kochavim or with a kohen, then you are patur because they have partial ownership of the animal. Tzarich shir shom. But you have to make some sort of indication to that fact. And as Tosfot explains over here, that they had some sort of marking on the skin that everybody knew that told you this animal was patur min amatanot. V'yamamar, if a kohen sells an animal to an Israel and he says, I'm selling to you chutz min amatanot, except for the matanot, then he's patur min amatanot, because the matanot remain with the kohen. Since the matanot remain with the kohen, those matanot remain turim. And since you're patur from those matanot, Israel gets the whole behema, and the matanot, he doesn't have to give away because the kohen kept them. He kept them for himself. If the kohen wants to give them to this drill that he's selling to, that's fine. Amar mocherli b'nei me'ah. Israel comes to the butcher and says, sell me the innards. Shel para vayubahen matanot. And when he sold it to them, the matanot are included there. Notan the kohen. Then the buyer has to give them to Kohen because they are still extant. As we saw earlier in the Gemara, if they're still around and they're whole, he's got to give them to the Kohen. Venu menachelo min adamim. He doesn't reduce the price. Because the buyer had to know that the butcher should have given these away. So when he was coming to buy it, he had to assume that he was buying it without the matanot inside of it. Because that's what normally would go to Kohen. The fact that the butcher did something wrong and left the matanot in there does not give any more benefit to the buyer. The buyer will have to give the matanot like the butcher would have had to. And he bought whatever was normally or the right the butcher had to sell. On the other hand, lachar menu b'mishkal, if he bought them by weight, now it's not the coin, then he gives them the coin, umnachelo min adamim, and he reduces the price. Because here, when he does it by weight, the weight of the matnot kuhuna were included in the price that he paid, because it's done on a weight basis, and that's not right, because he's only paying for the weight of the items that he can use or he can utilize. Matnot kuhuna are not his. So therefore, he gives it to the coin like he's supposed to, like the butcher should have done, and he gets a deduction for the weight of those matnot kuhuna, because that's not what he purchased. So now the Gemara asks about the first case in the Mishnah. It's a little strange. You have here a case of Bechor. A Bechor Balmum belongs to the Kohen. Okay, and the Matnot belong to the Kohen. So the Kohen can come to this individual who's shechting the animal and say, listen, Mamanov Shech, what claim do you want to make? You want to make a claim it's a Bechor? Then give me the whole animal. You want to make a claim that it's not a Bechor? Then give me the Matnot Kuhuna. So at minimum, you should have to give me the Matnot Kuhuna from every animal. So Vamay, Avo Lav a Kohen, Mishnei Tzadim. The Kohen should be able to make a claim on this Yisrael who has this animal, who might be a Safik Bechor, should make a double claim against him. He says, Mimana Shach, you're out the Matnot Kuhuna. Because either the whole animal belongs to me, or you don't want to make that claim, then clearly it's Chulin and the Matnot belong to me. So at minimum, the matnot kuna belong to me. So that'll be the claim of the kohen in this instance. Why does our Mishnah say that they are patur? Anyone can make the claim and they're paturim. So Rav Hoshea, the case here in our Mishnah is a case of a vadli de kohen. Kohen already received the bechor b'mum, umecharo li Yisrael b'mumo. And he sold it to Yisrael b'mumo. It's the kohen's possession now. He can do what he likes with it. He sold it to Yisrael. So now when you have an Yisrael, Yisrael can't come with that dual claim. He can come with a claim for the bechor if it's his bechor, but in terms of the matanot, he has no claim. He's not a kohen, so he can't make a claim on the matanot. So now you've divided up the claimants. One claimant is for the bechor, and one claimant is for the matanot. So then each person, when you come to the individual, you can say to him, listen, he says, oh, I'm coming to get my bechor. You say it's a chulin. Kohen comes to get it, the matanot. You'll say it's not a chulin, it's the bechor. So miman of shach, you can be poter yourself because there are two separate claimants. There's not a single claimant over here. So now the Gemara continues. Shachet the kohen ulei kochemim patur min amatanot. Someone who shachs on behalf of a kohen ulei kochemim their patur. I mean the tabach doesn't determine the ownership here, but rather the owner of the animal. Vidlitnei. So why doesn't our mission just say straight out kohen ulei kochemim paturim min amatanot? That'd be the easy way to say it, that they are p'turim minatanot. So amarova zotomeret, that from this Mishnah we can learn that adinim and tabach, that the din, the person who you make the claim against is the tabach over here, is the butcher. So over here, the Mishnah is telling us the butcher is patur. The kohen has no claim against the butcher over here, because the person who you interact with regards to the matnot kunua is the bit butcher. So when the butcher is doing it on behalf of the kohen, on behalf of the non-Jew, then he's patur. And that's what we learn from the Mishnah. Instead of saying an outright statement that they are turim, a kohen, and ovi kochamim, we're saying that the tabach, who acts on their behalf, is patur to teach us that the person you need to speak to, or the person you need to go after, when he hasn't given the matnot kuna, is the tabach, the butcher himself. Dorish Rava. Rava was Doresh regarding the posuk of matnot kuna. It says over there, me'etam, that who gives the matnot kuna? V'zeyayeh mishpat ha'kohen me'etam. Me'etam, v'lo me'et ha'kohanim. That the am, Yisrael, gives it, but not the kohanim, because the kohanim are not called am. Kushu omer me'et zovchei ha'zevach. So who is this me'et zovchei ha'zevach that's coming to be included that is not determined by the earlier part of the pasuk, me'et ha'am, that's all Israel and not kohanim. So he comes to see, omer afilu tabach kohen. It doesn't matter who the butcher is. Me'et zovchei ha'zevach means, which is referring to the zvachim, those who are zoveach, those that do the shechting. The butcher's affiliation is irrelevant. Whether the butcher is a kohen or Israel makes no difference. Afilu tabach kohen b'mashma, that means that the tabach was a kohen, you're still chayavim in matnot kuhuna if it's owned by Yisrael. The only determining factor is the ownership of the animal, not who the tabach is. So now we have this interesting story. Yishbezichei de Rabbi Tavlo, the host, the bed and breakfast where Rabbi Tavlo was staying was kohen havo. He was a kohen, v'aba dochik le'milta, and he was extremely poor, and he needed some way to make a living. Atta the kamei de Rabbi Tavlo, he came over to Rabbi Tavlo, amalei, zil ishtatev bahadei tabcha Yisrael. Tavlo gave him advice and said, listen, why don't you make a partnership with these butchers that are Yisraelim? Demigo demiftrei mimatnato, because you're a part of their selling now, you're going to make them patur from the matnot kuhuna. So then they'll give you some money. They're going to pay you off. They're able to save giving away the matnot kuhuna by you being a participant. And by you being a participant, you'll be making them some money, and they'll give you a portion of the money that you're saving them. So he went ahead and did that. Chayvei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, you're chayav to give the matnot kuhuna. So Amalei, v'har Rabbi Tavla patron. And this kohen says back to Rav Nachman, I got this advice from Rabbi Tavla, and he says that we're paturim here. So Amalei, zila pik, go give the matnot kuhuna, v'ilo, if not, mafnikna lacha, Rav Tavla miunech. I'll take Rav Tavla out of your ear, and I'll knock away all the rayot that Rav Tavla brought. So also Rav Tavla came to Rav Nachman. So Rav Tavla then comes to Rav Nachman and says, Amalei, my time over in Mar Hachi, what are you doing? Here he is, he's a Kohen, he's Mishtatev with them, and why aren't you saying that they're up to Rim? So Amalei, Dichiat Rav Acha Bar Chanina midaroma. When Rav Acha Bar Chanina came up from the south, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Leva, v'chol ziknei darom, Rabbi Shua ben Leva, and all the ziknei darom, amru, Kohen Tabach. It comes to a Kohen, who is the butcher? Shtayim v'shlo Shabbatot patur min ha-matanot. For the first 2-3 weeks, he's patur from giving the matanot. From here on in, he is chayav b'matanot. Now here it's a machloket Rashi and Tosafot, exactly what's happening over here. As far as Rashi is concerned, here this tabach is chayav, as long as he's selling the animals, he's chayav in matnot kihuna. The assumption in the first couple of weeks when we have him here is that they're his own animals. So therefore he's going to use them for his own benefit, his own animals, and therefore we say, okay, he doesn't have to give matnot kihuna. But after that point in time, whether they're his animals or someone else's animals, if he's acting as a butcher, as a seller of meat, he's chayav in the matnot kuhuna min ha-Torah. Tosfot disagrees and says that when it comes to the animals of the Kohen, even if he sells them, he's patur min matnot kuhuna. the din that he's chayav is only a din derabbanan. That's why they wait 2 or 3 weeks. It says, according to Rashi, he's chayav midoraita. Why do they wait 2 or 3 weeks? The answer being is that because the first 2-3 weeks, we assume that he is shechting his own animals for his own benefit. We don't assume that he set up shop. Whereas Tosavot says the butcher, so it's the kohen's own animals that he's selling, he's patur the gamrei. The chachamim instituted that he'll be chayav in that case, even though they're his own animals. If he's acting as a tabach, he's acting as a seller of animals, then he'll be chayav. The reason they did this is so that, and Tosfos says over here, Shelo yergilu tabchei Yisrael l'shatev kohanim imahem liftor min amatanot. So the tabchei Yisrael won't have or have the practice of bringing in partners of kohanim in order to get rid of the chiyuv of the matnot kihuna. So we don't want you to do that. So that's the gzera derabonon over here. After 2 or 3 weeks, realize that he's acting as a butcher, and even though they're his own animals, we're going to put a gzerat chachamim over here to prevent this type of behavior from coming up, where people who are selling basar are going to be poter themselves from the matnot kihuna. So now he says on that, okay, so at least give my host over here that he set up shop, at least give him the benefit of the first 2 or 3 weeks. So that's only if he didn't set up a stall. He didn't set up, but he was selling like a butcher that he put up a market. It's clear from day one that he's only doing this to sell the animals. If he's only doing this to sell the animals from day one, then what is clear over here is that he's not acting on his own behalf. He's either shechting other people's animals, according to Rashi. Shechting other people's animals, then the tabach coin is not poter and you're chayav min a doraita. Rashi says even if he's selling his own animals, he's going to be chayav doraita. Whereas Tosafot says over here, if he's a butcher and he's just acting as a seller, even if though they're his own animals, he would be patur. Nevertheless, since he's acting like a butcher, we're going to put the gzerat chachamim on him immediately, that he now has to pay the matnot kuna, so that people don't get the wrong idea here that you can bring in the kohanim to get rid of the matnot kuna. Amar Rav Chista, Haikano delo mafrish matnata lehavi bishamta deloke Yisrael. Any kohen who's acting as a tabach, not when it's his own animal, at least according to Tosavot, it's not his own animal. According to Rashi, as long as he's a butcher and he's not checking the meat for his own benefit, then if he doesn't take over out the matnot kuna and give them to somebody else, lehavi shamta deloke Yisrael, we put him, excommunicate him. So Amar Rav Bar Shilo, hanei tabchei duhutso, kami bishamta de Rav Chista, hayisrim v'tartin shnin. This excommunication that Rav Chista placed, these butchers in the city of Hutzal, never listened to Rav Chista, and therefore they were put in excommunicated for 22 years. My Hokoto, what's the big deal that they're in for 22 years? Ilema tulo mishamtin lo, that 22 years is enough. It's excessive. After that point, we're going to let them out of shamto. Vatanya, we have a braita that tells us, b'med varim amurim b'mitzvot lo tase, that we only don't worry or we stop the shamto when we're talking about a lo tase, because kimle d'rabim minei, as Rashi says, there's a punishment that's going to come to them. We don't have to exacerbate the problem. Aval b'mitzvot asay, where they're not doing a mitzvot asay, and Rashi claims over here, it's a mitzvot asay that doesn't have a lot of chisaron kis, it's easy to do, it doesn't cost a lot of money. Go'on amim lo asay sukkah v'en osay, build a sukkah and he doesn't do it, lulav v'en osay, get a lulav and he doesn't do it, asay tzitzit, put on tzitzit v'en osay, makino to'ad shetetzei nafsho. We hit him, we force him until he gives in, and he acquiesces to doing the mitzvah. So to over here, the Shamta will keep on him, will keep this excommunication on him until they agree to do the right thing. And these are a mitzvot to say to give the matanot kihuna that they were in violation of. We're not going to take away this excommunication. Ella, the kansinin lo below at raito. No, the fact is that since they've been in excommunication for so long, we're willing to fine them without any warning at this point. Kihad rova, kanis at atmo, that rova was konis them, that he used to take away the whole leg. Since they didn't give the matanot kihuna, not only we just take the matanot kihuna, you take the whole leg away from them. So they would lose out by not giving them matnot kuna. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kones Glima. He used to take their cloaks. He used to take something else from them so that they knew they were losing out money over here. They punished them. They fined them because they had been in excommunication for so long and they weren't acquiescing to do the right thing. So therefore they started to fine them. They started to take monetary means to coerce them to do the right thing. Vam Rav Chista. Rav Chista also says, Zro Lechad. When it comes to dividing up the matnot kuna, you give the Zro to one kohen. The keba lechad, you can give the keba to another kohen, and the chayim, you can split in half the 2 cheeks, one to each kohen. Ini, is that really true? V'akiyata Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar, b'marava pagina lehu garma garma, they break them up bone by bone. They don't give them away by limb, they give them away by bones. And if a limb's made up of multiple bones, like the zroa, you can give it away to 2 kohenim. So the Gemara says, no, hatam b'de Torah, that's not about behema gasa, large animals, like a shore. There you can divide it up into bones, and even the single aver you can divide it in half because there's enough in each bone to be significant, called a netina. But in the case where Rav Chisda is speaking about, he's talking about behemah dako, small animals. Small animals, if you break it into bones instead of giving the aver, it won't be significant enough to give it to the kohen. Therefore, we don't allow you to break it up into pieces. All right, we'll stop over here and we'll continue with this sugya tomorrow.